pain. You know it's hard to understand, hard to find a way to get through another city day without thinking about getting out. Now the strangest thing I've seen was a t-shirt turning green.
Did you know that many sexually transmitted infections are asymptomatic? Getting tested is the safest way to know whether or not you are carrying an infection. Visit the University Health Center to see many doctors who specialize in sexual health, or stop by the student-run sexual health awareness group, CHARE. CHARE provides sexual health information to students across campus and promotes healthy sexual choices. Stop in the health center or visit health.umd.edu for more information.
MUC Digital College Park. We are back. It is it is 10 p.m. on a Thursday night, so you know who's back. It is Underway. Woo!
And this is WMUC Digital College Park.
Yes. And tonight Oh, and tonight we have special guest with us. If you would like to introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tapioca Kid. I'm a singer-songwriter and violinist here at the College Park.
Ooh, yes. Thank you, thank you.
Hi, my name is Shiham. I play guitar with Tapioca Kid.
Yay! Okay, so tonight on our show we have Tapioca Kid and Shiham. And if you guys have been to ASU's Unity Gala that was recently, you might have seen them perform on stage at that event. At least that's where I've seen them perform. And tonight we're going to play some nice jazzy music. And we're also going to play some of Tapioca Kid's songs. So we're very excited to share some really nice tunes with you tonight. Yes, and before we get started into our music, is there anything you want to kind of like introduce about yourself, what kind of music you play, and what kind of genres you might be doing?
Sure, yeah. So first of all, huge thank you for having me here tonight. You know, it's a privilege. I'm really glad and happy to be here. Aside from that, so I make a lot of very chill, jazzy, but occasionally sometimes like upbeat, funky type of music. If you think like Grant Perez a little Ooh. Bit of like Leve, mm-hmm. stuff in that general sort of style. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then we're going to go into our PSA for today.
How much physical activity do you get? The average adult is supposed to get at least 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic activity and 2 days of muscle strengthening exercises per week. That sounds like a ton of time for the average college student trying to balance homework, internships, studying, clubs, friends, and sleeping, right? Well, if you break up your exercise routine into a few minutes here and there each week, it becomes way more manageable and you'll feel stronger, healthier, and more focused. Some easy ways to do this are taking the stairs instead of the elevator, going to a fun dance class at the ERC, or enjoying the great outdoors by running or biking on the Lake Artemisia Trail.
Okay, thank you, PSA.
Thank you, PSA. Now we'll get started. Our first two songs are actually going to be songs from our guest, Tapioca Kid. The first song we have is Just the Way Things Go.
Yes.
And our second song is Pacing. Before we play these songs, do you have anything to say kind of about like what these songs are about or kind of any special episodes you have behind the songs?
Sure, yeah. So Just the Way Things Go is largely about like me meeting my girlfriend, my now girlfriend for 2 years.
Ooh.
She's amazing, by the way. You know, she's great. And I remember like when that happened, it was just like there was like that moment of like fear, which is like, wow, is this really happening? Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. Like catching feels can always be a little intimidating, yeah. right? It's a little scary. But there was like a point where it's just like, yeah, this is happening. And then, so the feeling then was just like, that's just the way things go, right? That's just the way it is.
Nice.
So it's a song about, you know, just taking it easy, just accepting the way that things work out and, you know, seeing how it rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pacing is honestly just a song about, like worries, but in a good way, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you've gotten deeper into like a relationship, it really, like a lot of new things come along with that, right?
Yeah.
A lot of new thoughts, a lot of new worries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you just gotta wonder, like, wow, are we pacing this the right way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what pacing is about. I had a lot of fun writing that one. There's a bit of violin in there. I've been a violinist for probably a lot longer than I've been a singer-songwriter, right?
Oh.
I think I've been at that for like maybe 10, 11 years at this point.
Yeah.
And I've decided recently that I want to use it a lot more in my music.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you guys enjoy that.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing with us about the songs. Let's get into it.
Okay, and this playing now is Just the Way Things Go.
What do I do? Why do I grin? Feels like a sin to think of you. Who are you? Make me think things I can't do. I'll go with you, baby. I don't know why I'm falling for you, but hey, that's just the way things go. If you dance with me, we'll take things slow and see where they go. You make me get so lost in you, lost in you. Oh, do you wanna cast it off and we can be each other's home? Oh, never could answer all these questions on my own. That's the way things go. It's like I said, I'm insane, moments playing in my head. Afraid of falling for someone again, I can't. This sweet panic running through me once again. But then again, I know that that's just the way things go. If you dance with me, we'll take things slow and see where they go. Make me get so lost in you, lost in you. Oh, do you wanna cast it off and we can be each other's home? Oh, never could answer all these questions on my own. That's the way things. Dance with me, we'll take things slow and see where they go. You make me get so lost in you, lost in you. Oh, do you wanna cast it off and we can be each other's home? Never could answer all these questions on my own. That's the way things go. Conversations headed out of town. All the things in the world that would get us down. I've known you for a while now. It's so fast now, I'm sitting on the couch with you. In my half, so the world's gotta split in two. Hard to trust our decisions. Maybe it's hard to feel it out. Trusting myself going all the way down, all the way down. Cause like, baby, I hope you got the right pacing. Don't wanna hurt you, cause lately infatuation goes on and on and on again. Baby, I hope you got the right pacing. Don't wanna hurt you, cause lately if we'll see it through. So yeah.
myself going no way down, oh way down. Cause like, baby, I hope you got the right pacing. Don't wanna hurt you, cause lately infatuation goes on and on and on again. Baby, I hope you got the right.
Pacing by Tapioca Kid.
Yay!
It was so fun. I couldn't help dancing.
Yeah, we were all just kind of vibing in here. So yeah, I guess I'll introduce the next four songs before we get into them. So yeah, the next four songs. First up, we have a song called Payaba from Seikara Orchestral. Seikara Orchestral is a independent music project, and they're led by the founder Yang Chen and producer Takumi Nishimura, pianist Felix Wong, and they do a lot of projects and work with game companies. They make a lot of soundtracks. This is one of their songs that has an actual singer on it. Usually their songs is mostly just instrumental. And I looked up what the meaning of payaba was, and it's a Biko Lano, which is a native Philippine language, and it's a word that means loved one, which I found interesting. So I felt like that fit the theme of today's show. After that, we have a song from Jom, who is a Filipino music artist from Iowa. And that song, he produced the song, but the singer is Ready Aim Fire 27, who is an Indonesian-based musician. And then we also have Loretta by Ginger Root, which is an indie soul music project band led by Cameron Liu, who is a Southern Californian Chinese American who gets a lot of influence from Japanese city pop in his music. And then finally, we have a song that is a collaboration between two South Korean bands. One is called Daybreak and one is called Lucy. And I chose this song, one, because I felt like the theme of the song was very jazzy, and also when I was listening to Tapioca Kid, the violin playing that you have in your music reminded me of Lucy, because the band Lucy also has a violin player in their band, that they use a lot of violin music in their songs. So yeah, I thought that would be a good kind of point of connection. But yes, those are our four songs.
Okay, thank you, Ina. We're going to be playing those four songs, and then we'll be asking our two guests if they vibe with the music.
Sunny summer day, my mind is blank, it hangs by a thread as I tread to keep my blushes away. Well,
Okay, how are we feeling? Ooh, those are some fun songs.
Do we have one more song to get to?
Oh my god, do we?
Yeah, The Answer.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't see that. Okay.
One more song.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we're gonna get to The Answer. Actually, the end of Ina's song.
I love that song. So yeah, those are the four songs I queued up for tonight's radio show. What did you guys think, our lovely guests over here?
I mean, they were amazing, right?
Thank you.
I mean, like, we were like talking about it the whole mm-hmm. time, about just how like groovy it is,
mm-hmm.
And how like nostalgic that kind of specific like vibe is.
Yeah.
Something really interesting that came up while we were in here earlier was like where did like Asian American music like mm-hmm. as a genre come from, because it's a very specific like genre and has a certain sound to it.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like talking about like where did that come from. I was just like, mm-hmm. if you guys want to like share some of your thoughts from that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like we mentioned earlier, of course, like our listeners on the show wouldn't know, but while the songs were playing, we were just continuously talking in the room here, kind of like, where does we have this like similar genre and this overlap that we're clearly like seeing right. in the music. And so we're just talking about kind of like where the connections might have come from. Like earlier we did mention how one of the singers, like Ginger Root, he gets a lot of inspiration from like 80s Japanese city pop. But then 80s Japanese city pop, it's like not just, it does have like a unique identity to it, but also Japanese city pop got a lot of inspiration from just like Western pop. And like we can also link that back to a lot of like jazz and disco influences,
right,
from
yeah.
earlier, like the 60s, 70s. So it just like keeps going back, and just like a like an amalgamation of like Latin music, Afro-Latin music from that was like brought in during like the jazz movement in like the States, like in the like 50s, 60s, and that kind of like shaped popular music in the States, which then went on to go shape like popular music worldwide. And then I feel like the Asian American songs we see are also just like kind of a nod back to the songs that were popular in Asian countries during the 80s and like what our parents listened to. But yeah, I think those are my thoughts on it. I feel like I kind of yapped a lot for a second there.
No, that's perfect. Yeah. I was probably gonna say something very similar. It's like there's just something that I feel like this genre of music like leans into so much. Like there's like this kind of like emotional, like how do I say this? Like this like really nostalgic tone that I feel like doesn't fully get explored in a lot of like other like types of music, right? It just leans into it so much more.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of like creates the sound, right? Like, I don't know, personally for me, like when I'm writing, like nostalgia is like almost like maybe one of like the top things that I try to capture, right? It's all nostalgia because it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Right? It's like a very, I feel like it's a very like, it's like a yearning for, like it's like a type of yearning for like the past, but it's also very like warm and like cozy feeling. That I think just comes as like a second nature to like a lot of like Asian American music that we see. Like it's just like almost a second language that we all kind of like have this shared like love for, like, I don't know, childhood.
We're the people who yearn.
Yeah, the people who yearn the past.
I mean, I guess right here apparently, right? It's like, yeah, I mean, it was a great selection of songs. I really enjoyed. I did also really enjoy like the papaya song.
Yeah.
Was that what it's called?
I think it's called Payaba. Yeah,
okay.
Payaba.
I kept hearing papaya. I'm gonna be so honest.
No. Yeah.
a couple months ago, I did like a fruits tier list,
and
papaya was one of the ones that I low key feel like I didn't know enough about.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
You see it in like juices and stuff, and it's good there, but it's just like, what is a papaya?
It's really kind of mysterious.
Yeah, it's no one knows.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I think when I first saw that song, I kept like reading it as like Playaba. Even though it's Payaba.
I see.
So it's a song that has a learning curve for its title, but I do love that song.
I feel like that kind of, okay, this is so random, but I feel like that kind of touches on the difficulties of international music entering the mainstream.
Yeah.
It's like, especially if there isn't a romanized version, like you can't even search it up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Especially like, at least like the song Payaba had, at least like all our songs on here have like English titles. It gets so difficult when the titles aren't, like there's a language barrier.
Yeah.
I don't have it on my keyboard, so I can't look it up. I don't even recognize
what
characters like the song title is.
It's like when you love a song but you don't know what it's called.
Yeah. It's like Cinderella, like who are you?
Yeah, it's like and then like you find the song on Spotify and that's like the glass slipper, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like you found it. Yes.
Yeah, you start looking for like what you think the artist's name was, or like what movie you heard the song from. It just like it takes a lot of detective work to like find songs that are like from a different culture in a different language. Yeah. That was a lot of yapping. Should we introduce the next songs that are coming
up? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a couple songs. We have one by Natalia Lafourcade, and then we have two by Tapioca Kid, Strawberries in June and Player Type. So if you want to over those three.
Sure, yeah. So the song by Natalia Lafourcade is Antes de Huir, and I just really love the way it sounds. This is another song my girlfriend put me onto. She puts me onto music all the time, right? And just going back to what you guys were saying about, like, music, like, through the language barrier, I feel like music is just one of those things that, like, you can never really stop. Because you're going to go look for that song that you don't understand, right? Because you liked it and it, like, resonated with you even if you can't understand the lyrics. And this is one of those songs for me, right? I was just like, do I know all the lyrics? I mean, I know some of them just by listening to it so many times, but I don't think I understand it the same way I understand something in my native language. But at the same time, it's like also like a source of inspiration for me in terms of like writing music and like what I want to portray, like the kind of vibes I want to give off. Like that would be like a goal, you know what I mean, for me to, to sound like that. But yeah, the two songs of mine that are coming up next, which is Strawberries in June and Play Your Type. Strawberries in June is an older song of mine, that it's just like a the cheesy, I remember thinking, wow, this is really cheesy when I was writing it, because it is cheesy, right? But it's like that that cheese is something very important to me. I'm a cheesy fellow. I may not necessarily be super good with like cheese the food, but I enjoy like cheese in the metaphorical sense. Let's go with that.
You know, to be cringe is to be free.
Oh my gosh, I saw this post once where it's just like, this dude is like, whenever I feel sad, I just be like, Les sigh we cringe on. And I think that to myself sometimes, and I'm not even gonna lie, it kind of works. I'm not saying that's like, that's not advice. If you're listeners to the channel tonight, please do not take this as you know, medical advice. Anyways, I should probably stop talking about this. But yeah, it's like a kind of like a waltzy song, and it's very cheesy, and I hope you guys enjoy that. And Play Your Type is a new song that I put out pretty recently. And I conceived of this as a, like a dance song, right? Like a party song, something that I would sing in like a, in front of a crowd and get everyone involved in. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Podría escribir. Tengo un Saw you dancing in the light. I had a headache in the morning, but you walked in and made my night, girl. You can kiss me if I'm wrong and I ain't right. Oh, girl, let me crash your party. Respectfully, I want you. Yeah, I'll be your type tonight. When we wake up in the morning, I'll make you breakfast on me. Yeah, you make me feel alive. I'm like, wait, tell me, do you want to stay all night? Oh, got me thinking like, hey, maybe I could play your type. Oh, too fly to think about love, too late to talk about it.
and let yours and my world collide. I'll be whatever you wish. I'm irresistible as long as you're by my side. Oh, life's a movie, let's do what we want. Like everything, everywhere, all at once. Let's laugh at the same damn things. Like, how much time do we talk? Be my type or be yours. Grab my tie and let's go. Oh, girl, let me crash your party. Respectfully, I want you. Yeah, I'll be your type tonight. When we wake up in the morning, I'll make your breakfast on me. Yeah, you make me feel alive. I'm like, wait, tell me, do you want to stay all night? Oh, got me thinking like, hey, 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 maybe I could play your type. Oh, too far to think about love, too late to talk about it. Let's go and let yours and my world collide. I'll be whatever you wish. I'm irresistible as long as you're by my side. Oh.
Songs. So yeah, this will probably be our last little chat break before we close for the night. But yeah, before we continue with our final songs, I believe you know what songs are coming up. I can't really see the playlist from here, sorry.
What songs are we doing next?
Yeah, Last Train at 25 o'clock by Lamp and Steal This Night by Rocco.
Okay, gotcha. I love Lamp, they're great. I can't understand anything they're saying, but I love their music, like, a lot. Like, the Lamp song that's queued up next, I had on repeat for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
And it's just great, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, like, the way they blend different sounds together is just so masterful. And they inspire me a lot, mm-hmm. honestly. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time in the making with, like, making music, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that you do your whole life. But it's just something that's, you know, it's always driven by, like, the passion, right? Mm-hmm. Something that's always driven, but you always do it because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right? It's never because of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Shiham and I, we met in President Daryl Pines' house in freshman year.
That's crazy.
You know, like at that point we were both, like, you know, little freshmen. We didn't really know what niche we fit into yet. We were mm-hmm. just finding our way. But, you know, we were both like, hey, we both do music, right? And then we started jamming together, you know, we did, like, a couple shows together, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, since then we've just been like collaborating on, like, everything since, right? And, like, we go to almost, like, all our different, like, performances together. Just, like, it brings people together. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I like about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That it brings people together.
Yeah. Music as a source of community.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, regardless of, like, what you listen to, like, or what kind of music you make, like, it's, like, that shared, like, self-expression that, you know, like, every musician, I feel like, can understand mm-hmm. that, right? Like, the desire for self-expression.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess before the night closes out, if you liked any of the music you heard today, you can stop by my Spotify. My name's Tapioca Kid. You can just look it up from there. Or you can find my Instagram also at Tapioca Kid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Thank you for tuning in tonight. Just as a reminder, we are Underwave at WMUC Digital College Park, and we'll be back next week, 10 p.m. Thursdays, as per usual, with some goodbye songs for the end of the semester. But yeah, before we finally finish off for tonight, let's finish off with the two songs we have in our playlist.
Yeah, hopefully this music helped you during these difficult times with finals. And this is Last Train at 25 o'clock.
I sit here, I see you dancing by yourself. Don't need nobody else to show you how.
share a cup of drink.